All right. What's up, family? Welcome back to PJ's Take. This is episode 2 of the 31-day Proverbs reading challenge. And basically what that is in a month you have 31 days. In the Proverbs you have 31 chapters. So whatever day of the month that is, that's the Proverbs. That's the proverb that you would read. And today, well, yesterday was Proverb 2 because it was September 2nd. So the scripture I wanted to really talk about was Proverbs 2 and 11. And it reads, after I yawn real quick. And it reads, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. So what exactly is discretion? Well, discretion is discernment. And having discernment means that you have the ability to be able to tell right from wrong. Like, for example, if somebody's talking to you, and you can discern when they're lying to you or trying to cover something up or something like that. So being able to discern something will preserve thee, just like the scriptures say. And when you preserve something, that means that you are protecting or maintaining its original state for as long as possible, aka you're ensuring its longevity. And a good example of this is like food. Like with food, to preserve it, you're canning it, you're drying it, you're pickling it, and you're freezing it. And doing all these things is good for the food because you're protecting it from the bacteria that could ultimately spoil it. Well, in the same sense, discernment and wise choices is good for us because it's protecting us from the harm, the negative influence that can ultimately ruin and spoil us, just like preserving the food. So the second part of this scripture, it says, understanding shall keep thee. And to be able to understand, something means that you can comprehend something. It means that you can comprehend the meaning and also have a deep insight and awareness about something. Like, that's the difference of just knowing of something and then knowing like the full process of something. Like, you know that a car, when you put your key in the car and it turns on, but do you understand how it like actually works? What triggers what type of thing, if that makes sense? And the reason why I feel like this scripture is very profound to have discernment and to have understanding. Well, I was looking at the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus and Matthew 7:15-20, he was talking about false prophets and false teachers. And he said stuff like, there are wolves in sheep clothing. You need to know them by their fruits. A good tree produces good fruits, and a corrupt tree produces evil fruits. And here Jesus was really harping on the fact that we need to have good discernment. We need to be able to listen and understand what people are saying to see their fruits, really. Because if you think about it, like, if you got an apple tree in one field and you got an orange tree in the other field, and this apple tree is saying like, yo, I'm an orange tree all day long until you believe it, but what fruits are they actually showing? Like, it can say it's an orange tree all day long, but is it producing oranges? No, it's producing apples. So just like with people, we need to be able to have discernment to see what they say and line it up with the word, what the words say, because that's ultimately the truth, and to understand like what they're actually saying and what their motives are. And so ultimately though, kind of like a wrap up, God ultimately gives us discernment and understanding to navigate how to handle different situations in life. And just like on day one, it ultimately goes back to the fear of the Lord. And like I was saying yesterday, fearing God, it's not like you're scared and terrified type of thing. That's reverent awe and respect, just like a kid has for their parents. Because when you fear God, that's the beginning of understanding. That's the beginning of knowledge. And that's the beginning of wisdom. That means that's the beginning of being able to have discretion and discernment too. So it all goes back to having the fear of the Lord. That should be our identity and not the fear of the world. So, Father God, thank you. Thank you for this word. Father God, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us discretion. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that discernment will preserve us. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for the knowledge of understanding. Because, Lord, when we have understanding, that will keep us. So, Father God, I pray that you use this word to touch somebody. Lord, I pray that you just remind us where to have our faith and our trust and our identity, that we don't put it in ourselves, that, Father God, we put it in you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I appreciate y'all for listening. You can find us on all platforms at PJS_take. And I'll see y'all next time for part number 3. So until then, peace and bless up.